Right, so. In Parsha Snatza, we have Parsha Sota. The Mishnah tells us in Sota Daf Yizayinim and Aleph, Eino Kosev Lo Ala Luach Velo Ala Neyar Velo Ala Diftara Ela Megillah. So the Parsha Sota has to be written on a Megillah, Shenemar Basefer. The Eino Kosev Lo Bekumus Velo Kan Kontum Velo Bechol Davar Sheroshem Ela Bidyo. As opposed to other areas of halacha where ksiv is required. And ksiva could be performed by other types of ink, or red ink, and other colored ink with other ingredients. However, when it comes to the writing of Megillah Sota, it has to be written in Dafka B'Dio, Shenamar Umacha, Ksav Sheyachol Limcha. So Dio is a kind of ksav that is erasable. So because Megillah Sota is meant to potentially be erased, it has to be written in ksav that is erasable. So even though it has certain elements of shel kayama, so to speak, that is ala sefer, certain permanence, but it has to be a ksav that is erasable, which is different than, or at least at first glance, different than the requirements of ksav, wherever else you require ksiva, b'chol haTorah kula. The Rambam quotes the halacha in Hilchasot Perek Dalid, halacha ches, halacha tes, kasvi geres psula shenemar basefer. And then Allah Chates, Ein Kos V'lo B'Kumas V'lo B'Kan Kantum V'lo B'Chol Davar Shibishumo Nikr V'Omeid Ela B'Dio She'Ein Bo Kal Knatus She'Namar V'Chasav V'Macha Aksav She'Yachol Yimachas V'Mkasa B'Davar Miskayim Psula. So even though there is a requirement of it has to be Nichtav, there's Ksiva, but it can't be on something that's super Miskayim to the point that it isn't Shayach to Mechika. I saw the Brisker Rav just points out and leaves this as a Tzarech Ian, that the Rambam, interestingly, in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, also has this din of Dio and Yachol Yimachos for Ksivas Tefillin, Perek Aleph Halach Adav Hilchos Tefillin. So the Brisker Rav isn't sure where that comes from. That seems to be a local Sota Halacha, and yet the Rambam, without an apparent source, quotes it by Hilchos Tefillin as well. So he leaves out the Tzarech Ian. I looked around briefly, couldn't find anyone else that tries to address that. But Pashup Shat is that this is a unique din to Megillas Sota, as opposed to other areas of Ksiva where you have Kosev Lalacha that requires Dafka Dabar Hamiskayim or where Kiyim is the default option. So let's talk a little bit about Hilchos Mechika as far as Hilchos Shabbos and the gather of Mochek for Shabbos purposes. Mochek being the opposite Malacha of Kosev. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Kuftalit Amid Beis, Kasa b'mashkin b'mei peiros b'avak drachim b'avak hasofrim b'chol davar she'enem eskayim pater. In order to be chayev for Kosev deraisa, it has to be a davar shel kayama. If you write with the type of material that's eino miskayim, mashkin meperos avak drachim avak sofrim, then that's still asur midrabbanan, even though it's eino miskayim, but it's not a malacha d'oraisa. And then whatever you're going to be chayiv on for kosev, you'll be chayiv on for racing in mochek. If you're mochek almanas lichtov shteyosios, that's a malacha d'oraisa. But to the extent that kosev is only chayiv d'avar miskayim, then mochek is only going to be chayiv and a davar hamiskayim as well. If it's ena miskayim, that'll be aser midrabbanan. What's the definition of mochek of miskayim? Sorry, for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. So the Mishnah Berurah points out this seems to be a machlokas rishon in Mishnah Berurah and Shaar Tzion Simin Shin Gimel Sivkatan Samaches Shin Gimel Sivkatan Samaches. He points out this is probably a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, even though other Rachonim aren't so convinced if that is Shitas Rambam. But the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Habonah, Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, tells us in the context of Bona, Zaklal, Kola Osa Malacha, Malachta Miskayamis, Bishabis Chayef. Whoever performs a Malacha, the Malacha has permanence Bishabis, then you're Chayef. So Rashi reads this Mishnah as Kola Osa Malacha, umalacha miskayemes. If you perform a malacha which is miskayemes, this Shabbos, Rashi writes, osa malacha kai. The Shabbos is talking about when it's going on. You're not doing a malacha on Tuesday. You do malacha on Shabbos. You have to figure out, well, what's the chiddush? Obviously, you're doing malacha on Shabbos, but that's what Rashi is referring to Mishnah. Osa malacha kai. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, according to Rashi, it should follow that in order for something to be miskayim for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, it has to be miskayim la'olam. It has to be miskayim forever because there's no limitation in the Mishnah. Miskayim is miskayim forever. As opposed to what the Mishnah Berurah thinks is the Mashmas of the Rambam, Paritas Halacha Yud Gimel. The Kol She'ein Malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos Pater. The Rambam's initial context here is Saveya, but as a general klal, Kol She'ein Malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos Pater. This is the Rambam read the Mishnah as Pashab Shat. Kol Osa Malacha Malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos. The Malacha has a Kiyim for Shabbos. It sounds like as long as the effect of the malacha lasts for Shabbos, that's enough of a kiyum to create a malacha d'oraisa. And
regardless of when he did malacha, 24-hour period, or
so it could be regardless. So that the Achronim discussed that is not so clear. And then you potentially have the seemingly illogical possibility that maybe the malacha that's going to be miskayim for 15 minutes, and that's the malacha d'oraisa because it left on the Shabbos. So that may not be the case, but that's debatable as to whether that's Kavanas or Rambam. And then the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Halacha and Simon Shin Mem is the Simon where we have the Halachas of Kosev and Mochek, albeit briefly. Mishnah Berurah in Ber Halacha, Simon Shin Mem, Sif Dalid, Dibur Maskel B'Mashkin, quotes a Rashba on Kuf Tesvav Amud Beis. The Rashba there has a suggestion, the Yeshlomer de Mekaimi Ksas, if it's mekuyim ksas, that people will write in such a way that it's not going to last forever, el zman echad, for a certain amount of time, like ledgers, so for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, if it's miskayim for the amount of time that a ledger is miskayim, which may be sometime between a few days, maybe a month, as the Sefer Hilchos Kosei B'Mochek, written by a Rabbi Yitzchak Adler from Ofakim, who wrote the Sefer Lifnei Iver that we've quoted here before. So he has a nice Sefer in Kosei B'Mochek, sequence from Israel Orbach, a Cheshbon, why maybe it means 30 days. But somewhere between Shabbos and Li'olam, maybe that's a middle possibility as far as what is considered Miskayim for purposes of the Malacha of Kosev, and then in the inverse for purposes of the Malacha of Mochek. And then there's a further discussion, even within the Rabbanan, of what's considered the fact that even Eina Miskayim is still going to be Asur, Midi Rabbanan. Is there maybe a super Eina Miskayim, an Eina Miskayim klal that might even be Mutter L'Chachila when it comes to Kosev? Just like by analogy, we have, when it comes to Kosher, so you have a Kesher Shel Kayam, you have a Kesher She'eno Shel Kayama, and then you have something that's not Shel Kayama klal, which is Hatter Gomer, like tying your shoe in a single knot is presumed to be Eina Miskayim klal, which is Hatter Gomer. So do you have something parallel to that in Hilchos Kosev? So for example, so this may be a machlokas rishonim. Rashi on that Mishnah of Meipero says, or Sharmashkin says that if you write b'mashkin kigon meitutim, like berry juice. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, mashma, that you have to write with something that has a little bit of a kiyum. So berry juice has some kiyum, but if you write with water, so maybe that's takamutter l'chachila. Maybe there's no kiyum at all. And that's like what the Truma Sedeshen writes in Simon Samach Gimel, that you're allowed to make images or draw letters or numbers in the air because there's no kiyum whatsoever. If you go like that in the air, you haven't done anything. That's not ksav she'eino miskayim. That's not ksav at all. It's eino, there's nothing there. So interestingly, in the Truma Sedeshen's presentation, it sounds like that's only because we're makel on water. Like Rashi distinguishes by implication between meitutim and mayim. The Ritva has like that also, Kuftal and Mabez. another Rishonim. So he seems to assume if you were to be machmir, it sounds like if you were to be machmir in water, that you can't even write with water, maybe that could be usher to make marks like that in the air. But lalacha, Evan assumes, like the Chuba Sadeshan, that at least making a mark in the air, definitely mutter. Then the question is just, where do you draw the line between Eina Miskayim and Eina Miskayim Glal? So it could be water. If you write with water, maybe that's debatable. Maybe that is a little bit of a key. Writing the air is Eina Miskayim Glal, or like the Mishnah Berurah talks about, writing in if you have a misty window, to write a letter in the mist would be Aser, because that's, even though it's Eina Miskayim, but it's at least a Ksivish Eina Miskayim. Right, but the Jewish tradition doesn't say that. You could have correct. So I would have said like that, that that's not anything. The way the Jewish tradition frames it, it sounds like he says that's a form of ksiva that's super Eina Miskayim, but it's still a form of ksiva which is analogous to writing with water. So you definitely could have disagreed, but in his presentation, you get that impression that that's still something. Correct. So the water, maybe machlok is rishonim, but the writing of the air, I'm not aware of anyone who's machmer in that. So what are some discussions in poskim about mochek applicants beyond the obvious? So the Rama writes in Simon Shin Mem Sif Gimel, Aser lishpor uga shekasav alaha kamin osios. You can't break a birthday cake that has letters on it. Even though your intention is only to eat it, that's mochi. Where does this come from? This comes from a maram, quoting the Mordechai, Simon Shin Samachtes, which, as we'll see, has a shvuas connection. Nishal Rabbeinu Meir, the maram, al ugos hatinokos, shekosven aleinu osios, the tevos. They would write letters, words on cakes given to kids. How could the kids eat them on Yontif? Beheshiv, imishem mochek beyontif, laki suver deraisa el b'mochek el menas lichtov. If we're talking about iser mochek, so mochek's only iser min haTorah if it's amenas lichtov. That's clearly not going on over here. Nia isur derabanan ika, but it's still iser mi derabanan. We don't do derabanans either. So what's the hat there? Ubitinok, ein lachush. The katan ochel nevelos ain't bezdim mitzuvin olav lafrisho. Hechados finalei b'yadayim. The only reason it's mutter is you don't have to make a fuss if your kid takes the cake and eats it. He can have his cake and eat it too, because los finalei b'yadayim. As long as you're not giving him an issa derabanan b'yadayim, you don't have to be concerned if he's going to violate it on his own without your involvement. So fundamentally, eating this cake in a way that you're going to destroy the letters should be aser midrabanan. And if a kid takes it on his own, that's okay, because los fina b'yadayim and it is midrabanan.
You put the cake and you put it on the table for him.
So in the presentation, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like there are cakes and they're taking them. That's what it sounds like in the presentation of the Marash, right? But the Chuvas Marash Halevi, which we'll talk about in a few. So we'll get to that in a second. That's why I said this is a Shuas context, because we'll see in a moment where this is coming from, or at least indication as to what the historical context was. The Shuas Marash Halevi, Marash Yves Halevi, who was Rav in Salonika in the 1500s. So we'll see in a moment. He is the author of the Shita that the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quote Lalacha, that you're allowed to eat or break a Israeli tea biscuit on Shabbos, meaning if you have letters written as part of the material of the dough of the food, that's mutter. So in that tshuva, the Marash Beis Halevi, he quotes a rokeach. As he quotes the rokeach, is arguing this maram. And from the rokeach, we see to Dr. Lederach's point, the historical context of what are these cakes that we're talking about. Minag Abaseinu, rokeach hilcha shvuas, simin reit sarivav. Minag Abaseinu, fascinating piece. So they would bring the kids to cheder for the first time, have the first formal introduction to Talmud Torah and Shavuos. Lefisha nidna bo Torah. Remez shemechasen anar shelo yira kele b'yom shemechanchen oso liosios hakodesh. Gametzon Rabakar al Yeru al Mola Harahu. So they would cover the kid up. I think in other versions you have covering up the talus and cover the kid up so you shouldn't see any dogs on the way to Shoal. As the pasuk says, Gametzon Rabakar al Yeru al Mola Harahu. Okay. Kalos Yom Hashachar Yom Etzeres Mivina Na'arim Shel al Shem Biosa Boker. So they bring the kids to Shoal first thing Shavuos morning. Umechasim also tachas amaktorin mibeis amibeis haknesses or beis harav al sheva yisav ubesach tisar. They cover them up on the way to Shoal. The nosin also becheiko shel harav amishivim lilmod al shem kashir yisav amenas hayonek. So they give the kid to the Rebbe directly. They should hold him in his lap. Al shem kashir yisav amenas hayonek. Now we get to the punchline. Umeviim haluach shekasev alav aleph beis Torah zivalanu Moshe vayikra al Moshe. So they started learning with sefer vayikra. So there is a tablet poster that had the aleph beis letters that had Torah zivalanu Moshe that had the first pasuk in vayikra. The kovi arav kol os veos min aleph beis and the rabbi would read every letter. Batinok acharav v'kol teva shel tashrak. So they read every letter of the Aleph Beis, and the kid would repeat it. V'chein Torah Sivalanu, V'chein Torah Tehei, V'chein Vayikra. Okay. The Nosin Ala Luach Ma'at Devash, they put a little bit of honey on this tablet. V'lochei Chanara Devash Ala Osios Blashono, and then the kid would lick with his tongue the honey from the tablet. V'acharkach Mevi'en Ha'uga, Sheni Losha B'Devash. And then they bring the honey cake, not Rosh Hashanah, but they bring the honey cake. The Kosev Aleha, and it's set, it written on the honey cake. Hashem Elokim, Nasan Li Lashon Li Mudim, etc. Other psukim. The Kori Arav Kol Teva Shel Elu Psukim, Banar Acharav. So then they read the psukim on the cake. The Acharkach Mevi'en Beitza Mevushel, so they bring a hard-boiled egg. The klufa haklifa mimena that was shelled, because of a lead, they wrote on the egg, "Vayomer Eli ben Adam binuchat tochal meyachet tamalei asa megila zos asher ani nosein elecha." So the pasuk in Yecheskel Kapitel Gimel, Hashem says to Yecheskel, "Ata ben Adam, eat up this megila," which is not such a positive pasuk because that's because the days were listening to the navi. So Hashem says to Yecheskel, "Eat up that megila because they're not listening to you." It's a funny pasuk to write on an egg. The Kori Arav Kol Teva, Banar Achrav, Umachila Nara, Uga Babetza, Kitovu Psicha Salev. Then they feed the kids the honey cake and the hard boiled egg because that's a skula for Psicha Salev. Va'al Yeshan Oda Mina Minog. And this is a holy Minog Yisrael, so you shouldn't change from Minog Yisrael, not on the honey cake, not on the egg, not on the reading of the Psukkim, not on the eating of the Psukkim. So the Marashi Vesalevi says clearly, the Rakeach is arguing the Maram and assumes that there's no problem in having your pasuk cake and eating it too. An Yantif. Back to Megillah Sota. I'm assuming that they didn't write out every word. Maybe they skipped a word. And they definitely wouldn't have written Shem Hashem.
Right.
Unless he assumes that if this isn't mochik in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not mochik in Tekol Torah Kula. I don't know. That's a good point. So either they didn't write out Shem Hashem, they didn't write out the full pasuk, or they're assuming that, I'm sorry? Right. Or they're assuming that just as this is not mochik in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not mochik in Tekol Torah Kula. But the Ramah does quote this Maram partially. Again, the Maram in context is talking about eating the cake. And the Ramah writes, Asir Lishbor Uga, Shekasev Aleha. So it's not necessarily clear that the Ramah, just to note, doesn't exactly quote the Maram the way it appears in the Maram. The Maram asers if not for the fact it's only derabbanan and los dina b'adayim, but for anyone else to consciously eat the cake, sounds like the maramid asar, even eating the cake, derech achila, or just eating the letters while you're eating the cake. So that the Ramah, all the Ramah says is asar lishbor uga. So it's possible the Ramah only means before you eat it, but now. Either way, the Taz takes issue with the Ramah. The Taz in Sifkatan days and thinks that anything derech achila should be hetter gomer. And there shouldn't even be an iser derabanan if you're just being mochek derech achila. And the Dagmar Rav there assumes that there's what to be mitzarif here to be mekel if we're talking about derech kilkel, kalachar yad, eno derech mechika bekach, derech achila, it's only iser derabanan anyway. So even if we're machmir in general and obsecration, it's iser derabanan. But if it's not just obsecration, but it's derech kilkel, kalachar yad, so he thinks that that should be mutter even lechachila. And the Mishnah Brura relies on the Dagon Revava halfway. The Mishnah Brura writes in Sivkatan Yud Zayin, Tavi Mochek, V'afte Eino Amanas Lichto V'Yisur D'Rabbanan Miyu'ika, V'afshein Mechavin Limcho Psikresha Yuv Aser Ape D'Rabbanan. So Psikresha Yisil Aser. I am the same with Dagon Revava, Shemitzad Yilahakel B'Ikar Adin Azeh, Evi B'Shari Tshuva, Yishlis Mechalav, Kish'eino Shover B'Makam Ha'osios B'Yado, Rak B'Fiv, Derech Achila. So the Mishnah Brura seems to understand that the Ramah at face value assers, even though it's not clear in the Ramah, but if he's basing himself on the Maram, Mishnah Brura seems to understand that the Ramah would have assered even if you're breaking the letters as you're eating it. And the Mishnah Brura thinks you could rely on the Dagma Vav for that. If it's Mamish, Derech Achila, as you're eating it, that should be Mutter. But you shouldn't break it before you eat it, which is generally the Psaka Mekubal, that you should not break letters on a cake in advance. But if it's as you're eating, that would be mutter. And the Kula right before, the Marasha Beis Halevi, Rechaim Simon Kafav, that the Magid of Rav, quote, La Lacha, is he thinks, even though he presents, this is a machlokas between the Maram and the Rokeach, but he thinks even the Maram should agree that if you have letters that are written into the cake from the material of the cake, the yeast of the cake itself, he thinks that's not considered to be mochek b'chlal, and everyone should agree to that. Chazon Ish takes the issue, he isn't convinced why that's so. Chazon Ish and Simon Samach Aleph, and Achronim point out that's not so pashut why this is any different than if you engrave something or chisel something out of a piece of wood, even though it's the same material, but if you're chiseling into wood, chatuchos, that's the malacha of kosei daraisa. So why is chiseling into a cake any different than chiseling into wood? So that's what some achronim raise. Chayadim writes, klal amiches, maybe this is a form of einam iskayim al einam iskayim. Not exactly sure what that means, but somehow the Marasha Levi assumes that if it's all part of the material, that's not in any way the normal form of mechika. And if it's all part of the same Isa, that should be that's the Mishnah quotes Lalacha, Ram quotes Lalacha. That is the so that would be the heter to break and definitely eat the Israeli tea biscuits that have the name of the company written on the biscuit. The then quotes the famous machlokas between the Levush and the Shuvas HaRamah. Sefer Shekasav Alav Berashei Chudei Dapav Osios Otevos. So if you have a library book, you have letters written on the leaf. On what's the word for this? Is there a word?
The edge of the book.
So he says Yesh Osrim Lepascha Velanala B'Shabbes Dai Dei Apsicha Shover Osios Avi Kemochek. That's the Levush. Levush says Kol Shoshani. That is Sachiv Chatos. Maybe the Raisa. The Chayin Kishano lo habi kikosev. Avodas harama b'tshuva simen kuf yates lahakol b'zeh. So I'd like to say that's the Rama l'shitaso, because the Rama writes in a different shoe, I think simen tes, that he would read Sifrei Chachma on philosophy Shabbos afternoon, and everyone else was taking their walks. So Mustama, the Ramah took the books out of the library, so he was makel on reading library books on Shabbos. So the Ramah writes in Siman Kuf Yutes, that's mutter. The Ramah has two reasons. Mishabur only quotes the first reason. Interesting to note, but he has two reasons. Number one, he says that it's asur lakach. The library book is meant to open and close. It's analogous maybe to opening and closing a door, that there's no bona problem open closing a door, even though you're, in a sense, constructing something by closing it, because it's asur lakach. So if you have a library book that's meant to open and close, so that's not ksiva or mechika, that's asur lakach. And then the second reason, which he gives more press time to prove, is that the issur of kosev doesn't apply by kirov or richuk osios. The issur of mochik doesn't apply by richuk osios, meaning kosev is if I write a letter, or Magen Avraham says if I attach a letter to a surface, like I sew a letter onto a surface, that's a malach of kosev. But just like the Mishnayos talk about, if I have one letter in Sipari and one letter in Tveria, one letter on this wall and one letter on that wall, and I'm a kari of them, that's not a malacha. So too, if I'm merachek two letters, that's not a malacha either. And the Rama assumes, which is a chiddush, that just as that's true by two independent letters, if I have an aleph and a beis that are here and then I separate them, that's not mochek. It's also true even if you cut one letter into two pieces. Mochek means obliterating or erasing. Kosei means forming a letter. But if I cut a letter into two, that's richuk osios, and that is mutter. So that's why the Rama assumes that it would be mutter to open and close the library book on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa writes that if you have a cake and you have a happy birthday cake, you have the letters on the cake, and you cut into pieces before Shabbos, but you don't separate pieces, you can then separate them on Shabbos. So the Sefer Kosev Mochek Aruch, this Rabbi Adler from Mofakim, points out, it sounds like that psak is going like the Ramah against the Levush. But the Mishabura concludes that all things being equal, Mekar Adin, we assume like the Ramah, but all things being equal, better to be Machmer if you can like the Levush. So if you have a cake and you cut it, so if the letters are still attached, it's just you had cut it, but they're still connected, and now you separate on Shabbos, that should be tali on the machlokes the Rama on the Levush, and if you're machmir like the Levush lechachila, then you'd be machmir there as well. But everyone should agree that if the letters are separate, there's no mochek when it comes to, even if you have a word and you're separating letters in a word, that's not a violation of mochek. The Shmir Shabbos quotes that from Shlomo Zalman, that maybe would have said that's usur because in Hilchos Mechikas Hashem, that's true. If you have Shem Hashem and you separate the letters, that's a violation of Mechikas Hashem. But Shlomo Zalman said that's a unique halacha in Mechikas Hashem because of the chibur of the letters that create the Shem. But B'chol HaTorah Kula, in Hilchos Shabbos, that shouldn't be the case. So if I have a word, if it's written in script, Rabbi Ribia talks about if the letters are really distinct, they're just joined in a curve on the bottom, maybe that's distinct. If they're more connected, maybe that's connected. But if you have black letters and the space between them, even if they form a word, that shouldn't be a violation of mocheg to cut between them. And that would be mutter as well, independent of the machlokas or Rama the Levush about kirv and richikosias. That's definitely writing midrabanan, at least. If it's miskayim, it would be minatora.
You
play the back,
like, I'm going to write you back. Not with ink.
Oh, not with ink.
Not with ink.
So that'd be like writing in the air. That's not ksiva. That's not even it's less than a miskayim. Right, so there's a tshuva literature about that, what the status of invisible ink is. That's the Rebbe Yerushalmi that talks about invisible ink, so it's presumably at least closer to Rabbanan.
Right.
The question is whether, but that's a Dayan Weiss has a tshuva about that, all things being equal, if you need to write Right. So obviously better to knock it down to the Rabbanon.
The Tan does say that he thinks that if you're going to fulfill the Tzatzer, the case is going to be an act. No, it's
going to be an act. Right.
You give them carbohydrates, protein, and all of that.
Yeah, I don't think, despite the Rokeach's exhortation not to mess with Minhagim, somehow it must have gotten messed with between then and now. No, I think there are places that use honey and put, put honey on osios. Right, but the psukim on the egg didn't quite last. Right.
Maybe there's some